What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on Japan Top
10.Hello everyone and welcome to episode 460, Japan Top 10's January 2023 countdown. So I can't believe we've reached this time of the new year again where we're back with our 2023 countdown, our top 10, and we have a new staff member to introduce to you all. Miyabi, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi everyone and Happy New Year, Shana.
Happy New Year.
And my name is Miyabi, and I will be one of your hosts for Japan Top 10 starting from this episode. And this is my first time hosting a podcast episode, so please bear with me. And here's a little about myself. I'm Chinese, but I was born in Kanagawa in Japan. And I'm a big fan of anime, music, and films.My favorite anime is Bungo Stray Dogs. Favorite artist is Masaki Suda.
Well, I mean, we'll have a lot to talk about because over the past few episodes, I've definitely fangirled over anime and music. So lots of fun stuff to talk about. Are you excited to like, record your first episode and all of that?
Yes, totally. Yeah, I'm a bit of nervous, but I'm very excited about hosting with you.
Honestly, same. Very excited. So let's just jump right into it. But before we start, we have a couple of announcements for you guys. So if you want to join our team, we are looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and on-air hosts to join the podcast. You can join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Go ahead and check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for the details.
Did you participate in our annual listener survey? If so, check out our site at jtop10.jp/survey to find out what we are doing to ensure your feedback reflects the work we will be working on in this new year.
And now we're coming in to 2023 with a new song by none other than Super Beaver with their new song, Hitamuki or Single Minded.
Number 10.
Bye.
And you just heard Hitamuki or Single Minded by Super Beaver. So they're a Japanese rock band formed in 2005, consisting of Kenta Uesugi on the bass, Ryuta Shibuya on vocals, Ryota Yanagisawa, who's the guitarist and the composer, and Hiroaki Fujiwara, who's on the drums.
The group's best-known songs including Shinkokyu, an ending theme for Naruto Shippuden and Rashisa, the opening theme for the anime Barakamon.
So this song had the usual Super Beaver vibe to it, and honestly a great way to jump into the new year. Miyabi, how is the song for you?
Well, it's really an exciting one, but I think I haven't heard any song from this band, so I think it's a really good start for me to jump into this
to Super
band.
Beaver.
Yeah,
Super Beaver is like, I love the general like rock like sense and style, and you know they've had some pretty popular songs over the years, right? I mean I forget the name of which song it was. It was a part of the Tokyo Revengers anime, yeah. So they've had a pretty good year as well. They've really like risen up, and again, I love the instrumentals. You know, never fails to provide that Super Beaver touch to it. So it's great way to start the new year, honestly.
Totally.
Have you watched Naruto Shippuden or Barakamon?
No, I've never watched them. How is it?
Are you like a Naruto fan though?
Yeah, I think I know Naruto, but I haven't watched many episodes because it's too long.
That is, because I am the same, I have heard, you haven't heard the usual, like, how have you not watched Naruto if you like anime? That entire spiel.
I know, but I've watching so many other animes and I just can't like following like hundreds of episodes for Naruto.
Oh no, fair. It's really long, but I mean, most animes are, I mean, look at One Piece, right? So
yeah, I know. I watched, I think, Hitman Reborn and Hunter x Hunter, which is also like hundreds of episodes. I think that's why.
It's all just like really long. A lot of dedication to the anime.
Yeah, totally. And also, there's new season for Bleach. I'm not sure if you heard that. It was also like hundreds of episodes years ago.
Oh yeah.
And I kind of like this new season for Bleach.
Honestly, I haven't started it yet because I've been kind of busy, and as you said, the like numerous episodes have kind of been like holding me back. But now that I have your recommendation, we'll definitely get into it.
Now let's jump into the new song number 9, Killa Killer feat. Molly Calliope by Zutomayo.
Number 9.
Yeah.
Tsutomayo, full name is Tsuto Mayonaka. They, Inoni, is a Japanese rock group that debuted in 2018.
Secretive by nature, the group never really released a full member list, crediting different people for music arrangements and music video production each time. So lots of conspiracies, I assume, around this particular group.
Molly Calliope is a female English-speaking virtual YouTuber associated with Hololive, who debuted in 2020.
So, I mean, I really liked this song. If you got a chance to, watch, the video, I love the animation. I kind of fell down the rabbit hole of Tsutomayo, for sure, because I started, listening to a lot of their music. And it has the usual Japanese rock feel to it. Mm-hmm. But I think because, we never really know who's singing it. We don't, it's all just so mysterious. It adds a certain feel to it, for sure, at least for me. What about you?
Yeah, totally. So I watched their some clip of their live stage, which is pretty cool. So they didn't use a lot of light, so they covered their face, but the stage was just so beautiful, and I really recommend the audience to have a check.
Oh, definitely. If you get a chance, go ahead and look at the live stage, Miyabi said, or their music videos. It's all just so pretty. I'm such a sucker for pretty drawings / art. So if you're into the visual side of it all, as well as good rock music, then this is definitely a must listen / watch. And Mori Calliope is actually really coming up as well. When Hololive released, I think she was one of the most well-known English VTubers ever.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I know. She's really come up on that scene. And if we're going to talk about songs and bands that have come up, we're coming in with a classic, Bump of Chicken, with their song Souvenir. And it's fallen 2 places on the charts.
Number 8.
Don't
And you just heard Souvenir by Bump of Chicken. So Bump of Chicken is a Japanese alternative rock group from Sakura, Chiba in Japan.
The members first met in kindergarten and were classmates through their primary and secondary education. So their relationship are like osananajimi in Japanese phrase. And yeah, there are also like some other bands united by members in similar relationship like Sekai no Owari and Miss Green Apple.
Yeah.
And their first performance was in 1994 during their ninth grade cultural festival, playing a cover of the Beatles version of Twist and Shout.
And Souvenir was of course featured as the opening song for the 2022 anime adaptation of the manga Spy X Family Season 1 Part 2. So, again, as a lover of the anime, I have proclaimed many times, this song has a special place in my heart. And I've said this before and I'll say it again, but Bump of Chicken really was playing the long game. You know, meeting when they were young and then just continuing to like 2023. That's like, they're in it for like the long game here.
Yeah, totally. I've also finished watching the Spy Family season 1 as well, and I'm really excited about the season 2 and the movie of this anime adaptation. It has been
same.
Yeah, I know. It has been announced and is set to launch in this year.
Just lots of excitement there for sure.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it.
What did you think of the song?
Yeah, I think the song, I really like its melody. I think it's quite, I don't know how to say it. I think it's just more handing over for me. And I watched the like opening every time when I was watching this anime. I think it's just a totally a good fit for Spy Family.
That is true. It was one of those songs that like I definitely feel like fit the anime, but I like some part of me also feels like it didn't have the usual Bump of Chicken essence. Mm-hmm. Like maybe it's because I've listened to it again and again, like after so long. It's like how songs kind of like in your head, mm-hmm. you know, I've heard it so many times now. I'm like, this is a good song, no doubt. But like Bump of Chicken has always had a very like unique sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think like it's definitely, but it's still one of my favorites for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Because of course there's a little bit biased because of the anime.
Totally. Yeah, Anya is so cute.
Anya is actually very, very cute. It's one of those moments where you're like, would having a kid be okay if the kid is as cute as Anya?
Yeah. Now let's listen to the number 7. It's a new song, Nagisa Hotel by Keisuke Kuwata.
Number 7. Ai nakunachau to kore hodo sabishite umarete hajimete shitta koi kokoro sayonara sama. になったのは揺れ馬なざし愛の言葉熱い涙太陽に抱かれ君のぬくもりでいっぱいだよ波
You've listened Nagisa Hotel by Keisuke Kuwata. Keisuke Kuwata is a Japanese multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter, and frontman for the Southern All-Stars, as well as his own solo band, the Kuwata Band.
Kuwata's wife, Yuko Hara, is also a member of the Southern All-Stars. The two met while in college, where they were in the same circle of musicians.
Kuwata plays guitar, bass, drums, and keyboards for one album, Suteki na Mirai o Mite Hoshii. Kuwata played every musical instrument and recorded the entire album himself. Wow, that's amazing.
I know, talk about like talent. I mean, and clearly it's going to run in the family because his wife is also an amazing musician. So, I mean, also, I think it's really cute that, like, music brought them together.
Yeah, I know. That's so sweet.
I'm a sucker for that, like, romance.
Totally. Yeah, but definitely have a check on the music video for this. Yeah, it gives Little Mermaid vibes. Yeah, it's pretty beautiful on the scene.
It really is. I love beautiful music videos, and this was in a rare moment for Japanese music videos where, like, you know, it isn't just random stills of things. It felt like a cohesive music video. So, I mean, I really enjoyed that. It was definitely, like, interesting. But also, I have not heard Keisuke Kuwata's songs. I haven't really listened to anything by the Southern All-Stars. And this was a great way to be introduced to him.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed this song.
Yeah, totally. And about Southern All-Stars, it was actually a very, very famous band in my dad's generation. And I've been listening to one of their famous single, which is Tsunami, since I was a kid.
So you're like familiar with the sounds of Keisuke Kuwata then?
Yeah, but only for Tsunami.
It's okay, we all have that one special song.
Yeah, totally. It's kind of my memory while I'm still in Japan.
That's very cute. We love it when, like, there's emotion attached to songs, for sure.
And I think there's also some amazing old songs by Southern All-Stars. It has really, like, old style of Japanese music. And I do recommend it.
I guess that's another kind of rabbit hole for me to fall into. We'll definitely start listening to Southern All-Stars. So the next time you hear me, I will be a Southern All-Stars aficionado.
Cool.
So Keisuke Kuwata and Southern All-Stars definitely has that old school vibe to it and will be my new obsession, I suppose. And with that being said, if you want to advertise on our podcast, we have this announcement for you. So you can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. You can reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that fits your company's budget. So all the details will be at jtop10.jp, and you can find an advertising plan that suits your company's needs.
Now let's go to the number 6, Shukufuku, Blessing by Yoasobi. It dropped the 2 places on the rank.
Number 6.
昔の記憶連れられてきたこの星で君は願い続けてた遠くで煌め
Now you listened to Shukufuku by Yoasobi. Yoasobi is a Japanese music super duo formed by Sony Music Entertainment Japan, composed of Vocaloid producer Ayase and singer-songwriter Ikula.
So after going viral on social media, Yoasobi's 2019 debut single Yoru ni Kakeru gave them their breakthrough by reaching the Billboard Japan Hot 100 at the top. And it was like this for 6 non-consecutive weeks.
Yeah, I knew that before, so it was really amazing.
Yeah, Yoasobi definitely has had this massive rise to fame for good reason.
Yeah, totally. And I think Ikura was on Kohaku Utakasen for this new year, which is a traditional NHK TV program for Japanese New Year.
I mean, again, also with beginnings in like Vocaloid, there's no wonder why like Vocaloid's like somehow produced, like Vocaloid and Nico Nico have produced some of the coolest artists ever, like my personal favorites from like Yoasobi to I think Yama also had their start on Vocaloid. Can't remember correctly. I'm probably wrong. But I mean, over the course of new songs that I've discovered on this podcast, I feel like a lot of them have had their like start somewhere here.
Yeah, totally. And I think the songs produced by Ayase, which is like quite hard to sing. And so I think Ikula is very amazing for like being able to sing those amazing songs. Yes.
I haven't heard too much of like you know, Ayase as like separate from, you know, Ikura.
Mm-hmm.
As in, I can't really tell because Ikura makes it all sound really easy to sing. So, I mean, it's a fair point though. I mean, the songs are all really complex that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ayase also has his own song. I think one of his songs is about he broke up with his ex, which was really heartbreaking. But the song is really, really good.
Well, I mean, we'll rediscover Ayase then as well as an independent musician and not necessarily as Yoasobi.
Yeah, totally.
And I mean, something else really like cool about this song in particular is that it's the opening to the new 2022 anime Mobile Suit Gundam, The Witch from Mercury. And I think it was you, Miyabi, who told me that this is the first Mobile Suit Gundam sort of anime where there's a female protagonist, if I'm not wrong.
I think there was the main character is a female for the Gundam series.
That's honestly very cool.
Yeah, it's totally, this is so cool. And I think it's, I heard quite positive feedbacks from friends who have passion in Gundam series.
Oh, so I guess clearly this is a revolution for the Gundam series then. Maybe we'll see more female protagonists on the Gundam series.
Yeah, totally. I think it will be my start for like jumping to Gundam series.
To the Gundam world?
Yeah.
Nice. And at least now you know where the amazing music comes from, because Yoasobi is up there creating music for revolutionary shows.
Yeah, totally.
And talking about jumping into music and new songs, if you're an indie Japanese music artist and create Japanese music and want some exposure, you can get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp along with the song you'd like us to feature on the podcast. And I guess with that done, we can jump into our next song, which is I Love You by Back Number, and it's dropped 3 spots on the charts.
Number 5.
Koen no 千葉が待って飛び方を教えてくれている親切にどうも僕もそんな風に軽やかでいられたら横切った猫に不安を打ち明けながら君に会いたくなるどんな言葉が願いが景色が君を笑顔に幸せにするだろう地図なんかないけど歩いて探して君に渡せたらいい偶然と運命の違いは君の顔に書いてあって人生の意味はいつか君がくれた雨の中に入ってた君の周りに浮かんだものに触れて何を作れるだろう どれも些細で頼りない決意で 僕の世界の模様はできてる おしゃれではないけど 唯一のダサさで
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator.
Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
And you just heard Back Number with their song, I Love You. Back Number is a Japanese rock power trio formed in 2004. The group consists of Iori Shimizu, who's on the lead vocals and the guitarist, Kazuya Kojima, who plays the bass guitar and backing vocals, and Hisashi Kurihara, who's on the drums.
The group's biggest hit is Christmas Song, which peaked at number one for 3 weeks on the Japan Hot 100 chart and was later certified million by the Recording Industry Association of Japan. I know this song, this was the same song for a drama from 529, but starred by Satomi Ishihara and Tomohisa Yamashita Yamapi. And it's still quite popular Christmas song, even in last year.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We can get more into the drama bit of it, because clearly I think you're a fan, so we'll give you like a moment of fangirl. But like a couple more like really cool stuff about Back Number is that they were asked to write the theme song for the next NHK morning drama series entitled Mayagare, which is premiering October 3rd. So while Miyabi fangirls over I Love You for one series, you can look forward to another.
And I think the Asadora for this one is quite a hit in Japan now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is there any like particular reason why? Do you have any like insight into why?
No, I don't have any insights about it, but I have heard someone mentioned on the YouTube that it has quite popular phrase on the social media about this Asadora.
Oh, whoa. But I mean, actually for good reason. I actually really enjoyed Back Number. I personally have never kind of heard any of their music before. So this was a very nice little introduction to Back Number. I haven't watched the drama
really?
Either. So it was a really nice little introduction to Back Number.
Well, Back Number is quite popular in Japan and they have made so many amazing songs. Definitely need to have a check on that.
Oh, definitely will. And do you have any special, do you want to like kind of talk about the drama?
Oh, you mean from 529? It was,
yeah,
it was quite a sweet love soap drama. And you know, Ishihara Satomi, which was quite popular, and she was so beautiful and stylish and very, very cute. And it's a story about a monk and an English teacher.
Oh,
I know it sounds weird, but it's really interesting.
No, honestly, it's up there with like weird Japanese plot lines that we all unconsciously just love. So, I mean, you guys now have a new anime recommendation if you haven't watched From 5 to 9.
Oh, that's actually drama.
Oh, the drama. Sorry. Thank you for checking me on that. And it's very unconscious, you know, anime. Okay.
It's okay. Yeah.
With that, I guess we can jump into the next song.
Yeah. And the next song is a new song, number 4, Stardom by King Gnu.
Number 4.
I'm
Here you just listened Stardom by King Gnu. King Gnu is a Japanese band formed in 2013, which consists of Daiki Tsuneta, who's the vocalist and the guitarist, Satoru Iguchi, who's also the vocalist and the keyboardist, Kazuki Arai, who's the bassist of the band, and Yuseki, who's the drummer of King Gnu.
And the band's main songwriter is my absolute favorite, Daiki Tsuneta, who also performs as part of the creative collective Millennium Parade.
The band was originally called Mrs. Vinci, later going by Servinsip. Then the band changed to King Gnu officially in 2017.
So they definitely had like a big music name change, you know. It sounds better like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I knew about their name changing because King Gnu is one of my favorite Japanese music band.
Same. Oh my god. I love all King Gnu songs. They have a certain, like, their songs are, I don't know how to explain it. But I think it's in particular because I really like Daiki Tsuneta. And we spoke about Millennium Parade, and if you've happened to watch Mamoru Hosoda's Bell, Millennium Parade sang the theme song for that, I think, which was You.
Yeah, I heard of it.
And That is one of my favorite songs ever. So I'm definitely biased when I'm talking about King New.
I know. Daiki is so talented.
Really is. All the members, I mean, from the vocals to the guitar, it's all really just phenomenal music. And I personally really love the like melody and backing vocals for a lot of King New's songs as well. They always have a certain like classical jazz mix rock feel to them, and I love it, honestly.
Totally. And I really like Satoru's vocal and his voice, like,
oh
yeah, he's so good at singing.
Just King New fans fangirling.
I'm gonna mention one more thing. Stardom is the song for FIFA World Cup song by King New.
It is. Wait, did you follow the World Cup though?
Not really, but I knew like Japan won some games against.
Oh yeah, a lot of the like teams that no one was expecting to like win anything really rose up.
Yeah, totally.
The Japan team was definitely one of them. So it was a very cool season to like follow.
Yeah. A lot of unexpected results.
Oh yeah, a lot of unexpected results, yes. For sure. Yeah. Oh, it was all just, you know, lots of ups and downs and thrills. Definitely up there with this song. I mean, definitely had that vibe to it, so.
Yeah.
And I guess that can bring us to our next song, which is by 10 Feet, and it's a new song called Dai Zero Ka, or Zero Feeling.
Number 3.
Mureo hagurete yume o kuwaeta sore ga saigo ni naru ki ga shita na kemono wa suna wo hitori kiri maita sore ga saigo ni naru ki ga shita na
And you just heard Zero Feeling by 10 Feet. So 10 Feet is a Japanese rock band formed in 1997 in Kyoto. Their music style is a mix of rock, punk, heavy metal, reggae, hip-hop, guitar pop, and bossa nova.
Band members including Takuma Mitamura, who's lead vocals and electronic guitarist, Naoki Inoue, bass guitarist, and also part of backing vocals, and Koichi Nakaoka, who plays drums and backing voice as well.
So just lots of really talented vocalists here. And Dai Zeroka is featured as the ending theme for the new movie, The First Slam Dunk, which first aired December 3rd. So what was your feeling about this song, pun intended?
This song is, like I said, it's a pretty Japanese rock song. And yeah, I actually haven't heard a lot of rock band, but I have heard of the name of 10 Feet before, but I haven't looked.
Same. I heard of 10 Feet, but I never really got around to listening to their song. So maybe I did and I just never knew it was 10 Feet. But I mean, they're definitely a group with like a rather eclectic mix of music, you know, from, you know, rock to heavy metal and reggae, hip hop, guitar pop. Lots of really interesting sounds. So I guess this is one group I don't think we'd be getting too bored of as far as the style of music goes.
There's a lot of things happening when they were creating this music.
Oh, for sure. And have you seen the first Slam Dunk, the movie?
No, not yet.
I haven't either, so I guess we have a new song recommendation and a new movie recommendation.
Yeah, totally.
Always fun.
Yeah. Before we introduce the next song, here's the announcement. If you want to hear some extra songs in this episode, join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon Platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full detail on our website at jtop10.jp/club. Now let's listen to our songs in number 2, Kickback by Kenshin Yonezu, which increased one place in our rank.
Number 2.
Bye. hands there.
Here you just listen Kickback by Kenshi Yonezu. Kenshi Yonezu is a Japanese musician, singer-songwriter, record producer, and illustrator. And I would say maybe dancer as well.
Yeah, and I mean, Kickback was the opening theme for the new hit anime Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, I know. I watched full episode of the animation, which is
absolutely
pretty
it
good.
Was very binge-worthy. Oh, we can fangirl about that, like, you know, we can get into like in-depth detail about Chainsaw Man for sure. It's just two fangirls against the world at this point.
Yeah, I know. And I have heard a lot of discussion about the story, which keeps going in manga.
Oh, yeah. I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I'm not going to do this. Sorry, spoilers.
Yeah. No spoilers. I think Chainsaw Man is definitely an anime that, like, you should give a chance. It's definitely up there. It's a great, like, first anime one, and it's a great anime in general, so.
Yeah, and there's a lot of unexpected happenings.
Yeah. So. Lots expected to happen, so.
Yeah.
And of course, I mean, this particular song, Kickback, has our favorite Daiki Tsuneta, who is the music producer for Millennium Parade and King New, and he co-arranged the song with Yonezu and even appears in the music video. So this particular music video, Kickback, if I'm not wrong, I think Kickback was on the top 20 of last year's, our top 20 countdown of last year. And the fact that it's still up there proves just how good this song is. I mean, one, I really like the music video for this song. Very Nike commercial-esque. I've spoken about this, I think, with Andy before.
Yeah.
This particular song is like a Nike commercial waiting to happen. And I love the little cameo by Daiki Tsuneta.
Yes, totally. And I like their way, like, training their muscles.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a fun music video to watch, and the song is very like upbeat. This is, I feel like, a gym song. Know what I mean? Like, if you're at the gym and you're working out, this
yeah,
is the
totally.
Song you listen to. Very uplifting, motivational, upbeat music.
True.
And I guess now, to end our top 10 countdown on a high, we have Official Hige Dandism with their song Subtitle that stayed at the same spot on the chart.
Number 1. やけどしそうなほどのポジティブの冷たさと残酷さに気づいたんだよ。きっと君に渡したいものはもっとひんやり熱いもの。綺麗事じゃないけど、否定で揺るぎないもの。上辺よりも胸の奥の奥、温めるもの。理想だけはあるけど、心のどこ探してもまるで見つからないんだよ。
ただそばに立ってても不必要に汗をかいてしまう僕なんかもどうしたって生ぬるくて君を痛めつけてしまうのだろう。手のひらが熱いほど心は冷たいんでしょ。冗談でもそんな残酷なこと言わないでよ。別に言えばいいけど全人生をかけてもちゃんと覆さしてよ。救いたい救われたいこのイコールが今優しく剥がしていくんだよ。からこぼれ落ちて溶けていって消えてしまう。でも絶えず僕らのストーリーに添えられてしまうのように、思い返した時、不意に目をやる時、君の胸を震わすもの探し続けたい。愛してるよ。
And you just heard subtitled by Official Higedandism. So they're a Japanese pop band formed in Shimane, Japan in 2012 by Satoshi Fujihara, who's on the lead vocals and plays the piano, Daisuke Ozasa, who's on the lead guitarist and backing vocals, Makoto Narazaki, who plays the bass, saxophone, and of course backing vocals, and Masaki Matsura, who's a drummist, percussionist, and of course on the backing vocals.
The song debuted at number 3 on the Japanese Billboard, and it is also the same song of the Fuji Television drama series Silent. Oh my god, I have so many to talk about this drama.
I will let you take the stage then, go for it.
Yeah, and so this drama is so popular in Japan, starred by famous actress Haruna Kawaguchi, Meguro Len Meme from Japanese idol group Nomen. And it is about a story that when the male main character lost his ability to listen and starting to use postures to express himself, and he's not willing to speak anymore, though he's still able to speak, but he can't hear his own voice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is one of the reason he broke up with the female character, because although like they were so in love in high school.
Okay, but wait. You know what? I think we should leave this as a spoiler. I feel like you have me hooked on enough to go watch the anime. sorry, the drama. but not like now I want to find out what happens. We will discuss this after we will have our own personal fangirl session over Silent, because now I'm invested. Now I want to know what happens.
Yeah, and I think the most interesting thing is the first few episode was taken in a distinct perspective, other than like the usual love drama would take. So it really has a interesting reflection.
Oh, I really love that. That's very cool. I'm actually so excited to watch this drama now.
Yeah, and
guess what I'm doing over the weekend?
Yeah, hope you will enjoy it.
Absolutely. And I mean, it also gives the title of the song subtitle a whole new meaning, right? Because now that we know that it's about this guy who can't speak, subtitle has a whole new kind of meaning.
Yeah, totally.
Very cool, very cool. Oh, I'm actually so excited to watch this now. Ooh. And of course, I mean, if we're going to talk about the song as well,
yeah.
Official Hikidandism, as usual, giving us an amazing hit that, you know, never fails. I have said this before and I'll say it again. Official Hikidandism has a special place in my heart. It was the first band I ever kind of listened to.
Oh.
Japanese band. So yeah, I'm definitely like once. I feel like I'm biased about a lot of things. Maybe I'm just not meant to have opinions. I kind of love everything. Oh no. But I actually really, really loved this. Song and this band. Oh
yeah, they are making really, really good music. And also, I'm not sure if you check out the music video of Subtitle. It's another like lovely story in that
video. Yeah, it's. I feel like Official Hikidandism, like their music videos are always like, you know, more often than not, they're really, really nice, very cinematically, you know, enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, totally. And
so I'm like,
yeah, and it has nothing to do with the story in that drama. Silent.
The drama,
yeah, but it's a
so I guess you have two stories, right? A story within a story.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, and I guess that brings us to the end of our top 10 countdown, and what a way to end it. But we have an extra song. We have our indie spotlight, and that is DJ Noriken with his song Only See You, which was released in 2017. DJ Noriken is a music producer who belongs to an independent label of 17 main DJs and hundreds of guest performers known as Hardcore Tano C.
The label's artists perform at clubs around Tokyo, Nagoya, and Osaka and have composed music for games such as Toho Daimaku, Daiko no Tatsuji, Beat Mania.
And of course, Dance Dance Revolution. I mean, we can't forget the classic game.
Oh, you knew that game.
Yeah, Dance Dance Revolution was such a big thing when I was like a kid. Everyone kind of was like, everyone, it was just this massive competition. Everyone was trying to beat everyone.
Oh, it's so exciting.
Really is. And I mean, this song, Only See You, was featured on the album Irregular Nation 3 by Hardcore Tano C.
Hardcore Tano C's music is available on Twitter, YouTube, Discord, Bandcamp, and SoundCloud.
So lots of places to go ahead and find this. I've never heard of Tano C or DJ Noriken. And, you know, normally I'm not that big of a, you know...
DJ music?
This particular sound... Mm-hmm. The very, like, you know,
yeah,
disco-y sound.
Yeah, I know. He plays, like, UK hardcore style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not usually into that sound, but I actually really enjoyed it this time.
Yeah, totally. Same with me.
It's definitely not something that I'd be like, oh, this is going on repeat. At least for me, because this is not necessarily the... I'm more Imeon soft, you know, listener. But this was definitely a fun listen. I really enjoyed listening to this. I wasn't bored listening to it. So I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah, also, when I was Googling him, I read some of the comments from the his fan. And they were saying, like, he's really professional and put some traditional hardcore technical in his music pieces. And some fun fact about him is like he likes Vision and Madoka Magica, which is a famous character in a famous anime.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's now we know why he's so cool, obviously. But it's really nice when, like, you know, you have like artists who may not necessarily be within your like zone of listening, but I mean, I love discovering new artists on the podcast. Definitely I found some new favorite artists.
Yeah, totally. And it gives me a lot of new knowledge about new music genres.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and you're coming in with some amazing information, like, that just provides so much context to all these songs. So, I mean, I really enjoy songs like these.
Yeah, same.
So, I guess that brings us to the end of the episode. Oh my god, how was your first episode?
I feel like I'm so inexperienced and I'm nervous of, like, having mistakes. But I hope audience would all enjoy it.
Oh no, you were great. It was so much fun to co-host with you today.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you, Jana, for teaching me all the things and carry me on.
Not at all. I mean, you taught me so much as well. You brought in like a lot of information that like I never knew. So it was really interesting to have like all these fun conversations with you. And then, of course, fangirling is a must.
Oh, so. Yeah. And you bring a lot of information for all this. Songs as well.
Well, I guess that's it for us then, but never fear, because Connor and Tassie will bring you a special episode in a week from now, all about Japanese goth music. So I guess you guys have to wait a week to hear from Connor and Tassie, but that's it from us today. We hope you all enjoyed this episode.
And we will see you next time.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check.
Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.